This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You're going to fly out today. You're monitoring your temperature quite a few times during the day. And from my understanding, once you get back to the United States, you're going to self-quarantine for up to 21 days.
Yes, we're approaching this very cautiously and probably more judiciously than other people because we want to send the right message.
Hashtag fire Nancy today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That was Nancy Snyderman. Self-imposed quarantine, supposedly. Her cameraman, theoretically, actually, I'm not sure, came down with Ebola from Africa. So she's going to go, we're going to stay inside 21 days. Just that, we'll find out why or if it's real or if she's really going to do it. Nancy Snyderman, you remember her, get your damn vaccine, right? The elitist medical. You know, they took her temperature. She was talking about taking multiple temperatures, Super Don. Yeah. She put that thermometer right near her heart. It darn near froze. It darn near just froze and cracked the thing.
Right.
That woman, no love lost for Nancy Snyderman. I try to be a spiritual being here and say, I love all the people of the world. But this woman challenges me to no end. Her attitude, her denigration of parents who simply question vaccines because of the injuries that have happened after getting them, it's a rough one, I tell you. What's good, though, today, hey, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Batar is going to be joining us a little later in the show. Also, we've got a new guest we've never had on, Rick Steves. Rick Steves, is he the guy that did the disco duck? Is that the same guy?
No.
Who is that one?
I suppose you could ask him that just out of curiosity, but no, he's not as far as I know.
Oh, no, that was Rick Dees. I'm sorry.
Rick Steves.
Cool guy, though. He's all about legalizing cannabis. He's traveled all over the world. He's really promoting it heavily in Oregon. We'll talk about who the prohibition harms the most for cannabis. That's coming up. But first, here we go out of the gate. How likely are you to get sick from Ebola? Not very likely. How likely is it that you are already sick of Ebola? I'm thinking pretty darn sure that you may be already there. But Nancy Snyderman and her smarmy attitude, I'm a doctor, you're not, I'm smarter than you, just do what I say. Went to Africa, came back, her cameraman is evidently sick from Ebola. Super Don, do I have that right? Is he supposedly sick from Ebola?
Correct.
Okay, so that's what's going on here. Now, she was supposedly quarantining. Now, I don't know, was this a government mandate or is she saying she's self-quarantining?
It's interesting how it evolved because, you know, the cameraman was brought back here. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's being treated like in Nebraska.
Went to Nebraska, right? Because, you know, all the GMO corn there will help keep the people safe.
And so she flew in, I believe, on Sunday. And as you we heard in the clip there, she was talking with the other guys there at NBC via phone, and she says, well, you know, we're gonna self-quarantine because, you know, even though we did everything right, we're gonna self-quarantine because we want to send the right message. Okay. All right, listen, she's playing ball with everybody else. I went to Liberia. Somebody I was close to in contact with got Ebola, so I'm going to do the right thing because I'm Nancy Snyderman. I'm the doctor on TV.
Well, let's hear from Nancy Snyderman on this.
Even though I was in an Ebola isolation unit, I was wearing protective gear. I disrobed according to protocol. We have recognized and observed universal precautions here, and we're going to extend that for 21 days out of courtesy and respect to our colleagues and to the United States.
All right, let's see how truthful Nancy Snyderman is.
She is Nancy Snyderman.
She
is,
after all.
Do the right thing,
Nancy
right?
Snyderman, yes. She's going to do the right thing. NBC, come on. WNBC, Nancy Snyderman. Yes. Well, it turns out maybe not. According to a number of news reports, NBC's medical correspondent violated her own Ebola quarantine, was spotted at a drive-thru. I just couldn't, you know, the quarantine, it's a rolling quarantine. You can't expect me to do what I want you little people to do. Nancy Snyderman, you have QDD, as diagnosed without license by Robert Scott Bell here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have QDD. Super Don, do you know about QDD? It's not even in the DSM-5 yet, but it will be.
It sounds like a deficiency disorder to me.
You are so right, my friend. It's a quarantine deficiency disorder. Nancy Snyderman has a quarantine deficiency disorder, and the penalty is firing from NBC. So, hashtag fire Nancy. If you want to fire that up on Twitter, that would be a fun one to do. She's just...
So she got caught. She just could not keep herself away from her favorite takeout place.
Yeah.
Apparently decided to violate that quarantine. Although, I do have an update here that you are not aware of.
What is it?
Apparently, and this is as of this morning, Princeton police and the health department are actually enforcing the quarantine now of the NBC crew, including Nancy Snyderman, because they violated it.
Oh, okay. So an enforced quarantine. She no longer has a deficiency disorder. Although, look out. She's pretty sneaky. She may just try to just sneak around it when nobody is looking. Now, the thing is about trustworthiness. You know, do we trust Nancy Snyder? She had some comments about trusting and not trusting the government when it comes to influenzas and outbreaks.
Swine flu, I believe, is what she's talking about here.
Yeah, don't distrust the government.
I think this is one time when Americans want to show up and get this vaccine. What I worry about is that there's enough distrust of the American government and people are a trillion out and they're going to look at Big Pharma and go, please, just another way to make a buck. And they're going to go, don't tell me what to do.
Like,
well, you know what? I can't tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you what I think you should do. And what you should do is get this vaccination.
When Nancy Snyderman says, go get the vaccine, run, because this woman has never met a needle she didn't want to stick into you and your children. And as I said again, I struggle to be nice to this woman with the way I perceive her views of you and me and all of us in the community of, I guess, fellow orthorexics. But then again, most of you are not orthorexic in reality. You just want to eat healthy because it's the right thing to do, not because you're obsessed like Nancy Snyderman is with needling you and your children. And if you don't remember what started so much of this animosity, if you will, this animus towards Nancy Snyderman, what she threw it at us, at all of us, at all of you, at the thinking moms, the moms and dads out there who were not anti-vaccine, who had their children vaccinated and now are greatly sorry because of it, because of what has happened. But Nancy Snyderman doesn't care about that. She just wants you to get your damn vaccine.
Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
Isn't it? How many times did you say, it's not a conspiracy? It's not a conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy. Get your vaccine.
Me thinks she
protests. I can't tell you what to do, but get your damn vaccine.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible, this Nancy Snyderman. Hashtag fire Nancy. Send that to NBC. You know, irresponsible. She broke her own quarantine. And I think, you know, she should be quarantined just because she's a danger to those who actually know the truth about the danger of vaccines. And she would love to see everyone forced and mandated into this. You know that's secretly her desire based on everything that she said.
She's getting a little taste of that herself because, like I said, the quarantine that she was doing previously was supposed to be a self-quarantine. But after she decided to go out and get, you know, get soup at the local takeout place, some people disagreed with her. So it is now a mandatory quarantine that she's under.
No soup for you, Nancy. Now, I do want to say this. After having investigated this now, obviously for many weeks or months, and even covered this back in the early years of the Robert Scott Bell Show before most of you even know who I was and the show, the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, I could be wrong, and you want to shout me down on this, you can go ahead and try 866-939-BELL, live here on the air every evening, East Coast time, 7 to 9, GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Ebola, is it real? Is it one virus? Is there something else going on? What agenda is this? The question is, and we had a great discussion on yesterday's broadcast, especially when we have Jonathan Emord on, the FDA Dragon Slayer. We talked pretty intensely about the subject. We brought Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times in on this, and I think you'll enjoy it. If you haven't listened to the archive, it'll be posted if it hasn't posted already at the many places that carry the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you think? Is this Ebola a one virus, one disease scenario? I don't believe it is. I absolutely do not believe that it is indeed what they think they want us to believe it is. It is not. We are dealing here not with government incompetence, and there's plenty of government incompetence to go around. Maybe not a total sinister plot, but a significantly economic monopoly plot to scare you, to soften you up, to frighten you into receiving experimental vaccines and drugs, to grow the market and to grow the budget of the CDC and the NIH. As I said many times here since this outbreak occurred, theoretical outbreak, they're not even taking the blood and isolating actual Ebola viruses. They're utilizing PCR, which is wholly inadequate, to determine a causative agent. It does not meet Koch's postulate. If you have to amplify unknown genetic material hundreds of millions of times in order to determine that it is even in the body, maybe. Maybe. So what this is clear to me, and by all means, if it is real, if there is this virus, it's the same thing happening in everybody, I still am not too concerned because I know how to address that with silver, with selenium, with different things to detoxify, all the things that we know to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I am not going down the road to allow them to get away with frightening you into this is Ebola and it is here just as we say it is, one virus equaling one disease. I dispute it. And if I'm proven wrong, I will be the first to admit it. Hey, we're not wearing our bras today, Super Don. You know why?
They're in the wash.
They're in the wash. No. There is another reason. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, country singers donating lots of money to the pink washing campaign in Michigan. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Bell 866-939-2355. Do you agree with me that this Ebola scare is about softening the public, not only for experimental vaccines and drugs that have yet to be created, but also medical martial law, to give up more of your rights? Let me know. 866-939-BELL. We've got Rick Steves coming up at the bottom of the hour talking about legalizing cannabis, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Raja Bitar. And what else? We'll talk with more about the Ebola thing with Dr. Bitar, of course. What else? What else? Country music. Country music. You're a big fan of country music, right?
Boy, I am such a huge fan of country music. I just can't wait to put on my hat and my boots and sing about trucks and dogs and my wife.
What a better combination than country music and pink washing. The Komen race for the non-cure has corrupted and co-opted another. I guess this is a country superstar. He won an award this year, I think, right? Country
He's
music.
Male, yeah. I've heard. I'm familiar with the name. I don't like country music, but he apparently is 2014 Male Vocalist of the Year.
Yeah, Jason Aldean. He no relation to the Butter Queen. And, what's her name? Something Dean. Paula Dean and Jason Aldean. But he gave $660,000 to Susan G. Komen's Detroit chapter to fight for breast cancer.
That's a lot of money,
right? Yeah, seriously, that could be
star, yeah.
That, you know how many thermography machines you could get for that? You know how much you could actually help people?
Help people, you're right.
Do we have a song? I want to hear this Aldean guy, because maybe he's singing about something related.
Listen, I'm not familiar with him, but I grabbed this. I'm pretty sure this is his latest song here.
Okay.
Take a gander, so I'm gonna show 'em your
pretty pink tractor. That's appropriate.
Pink tractor. I believe that's Jason.
Double check that, because I'm not really a country music expert either.
It makes sense though.
If he's thinking about a pretty pink tractor, I mean, you know, what's next? John Deere is going to come out with pink tractors, or maybe they already have.
Yeah, got to raise breast cancer awareness, right?
Right, and you know what we'll do is we'll actually use irradiated metal from Fukushima to go ahead and give you your mammograms while you're on the farm plowing the land. Men too. Which is the reason why Super Don and I are not wearing a bra today, sort of.
That's right.
It's National No Bra Day.
Today is National Bra, and in fact, I didn't even know about it until I think a day or two ago on your Facebook page.
It was me. I didn't post that.
You didn't? No. Somebody posted it on your. But there was like a good conversation going on there, like with Roseanne. Your mom was even chiming in on that, and they were saying, "Hey, Super Don, are you in on No Bra Day?" And I said, "Well, as long as we do it like the Ice Bucket Challenge, there is a YouTube video mandatory on this day if you're going to do the No Bra Challenge." So, I haven't seen any videos yet. Have you?
No, that's the first I'm hearing of this. It's very interesting. By the way, Komen's race for the non-cure not supporting National No Bra Day. They want you ladies to wear bras as tight as you can to guarantee that they will remain in business forever with never finding a cure. In fact, precipitating even more cancer with all the mammograms that they're going to have you take.
So, yeah. So, listen, if you're doing No Bra Day, please send your YouTube video to Ask
Fuck It, No Bra Day Challenge.
No,
Super Don. Where's your wife? She's gonna be mad at you.
She's down the hallway.
Shh, don't tell anybody. I hope she's not listening. My wife is listening. I've got to be good. All right. So was that definitely a Jason Aldean song? Did you check that out?
No.
It wasn't.
Coincidentally, it's funny because it's no mystery to anybody. I'm not a big fan of country music. When I saw this country music guy did this, I was thinking, oh, hey, let's find a parody of a country music song to have fun on the show today.
Pink Tractor.
Yeah, believe it or not, that was the very first thing that came up was comedian Tim Hawkins doing a parody of a country music song talking about driving a pink tractor.
Well, you know what I think Jason Aldean's problem is? His hat is on too tight, and it's suffocating his brain, so he can't think clearly on this pink washing issue. If you know Jason, I got nothing against the man. I don't know him at all, but I'm not thrilled about him putting his money in the wrong place in terms of awareness for radiating breast tissue to get more cancer. Oh, also, speaking of people with some things on their head too tight and their brain not getting enough oxygen, John McCain is in the news. John McCain,
yes,
he complained years ago that Barack Obama had more czars, C-Z-A-R, than any other president before. He's like, he's got a czar for everything.
Right.
Turns out now he's freaking calling for another czar. Obama needs to appoint a new Ebola czar. Yeah. John McCain, which is it? You see, this is the problem. Republicans and Democrats, both dumber than dirt. Actually, dirt is smarter than establishment. In fact, McCain may already be dirt, just animated like the zombies in your favorite show. What's that called? The Walking something?
The Walking Dead.
Isn't that starring John McCain?
Not yet.
All right. Well, we're going to legalize some cannabis with Rick Steves coming up after the break. Stick around. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert, Scott, 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 Bell. Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert, Scott, Bell.
All right, on the road to healing everywhere around the world. There's a guy we've never had on the air before, but looks like a great guy. He's a guidebook author, travel TV host. His name is Rick Steves. He's been most recently, traveling all over Oregon, where you are, Super Don, talking about a particular movement to fully legalize a plant that, in my opinion, God created, that is good for us, that is healing for those that use it right and appropriate for them. And he wants to help out in that regard, and he's on with us now. Rick, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. Nice to be with you.
great to have you on board. And ricksteves.com, it's spelled STEVES.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. Rick, you've been traveling all over the world. I mean, I could probably talk with you for hours about things around the planet, but right now we want to focus on Oregon and your support for this legalization movement and the recognition of who the prohibition really is hurting.
Yeah, this is something that I was a co-sponsor of I-502, which is the bill in Washington State 2 years ago that legalized, taxed, and regulated marijuana. And, of course, Colorado did the same thing. And I spent the last week running around Oregon visiting 10 cities, talking up their Measure 91, which is just basically a new and improved version of our I-502. The whole idea is to recognize that there's a prohibition against marijuana in our country that's causing more problems than the drug it's hoping to deal with, and it's time to recognize the civil liberty of adults that want to smoke marijuana responsibly in their own homes and find ways to keep our roads safe and keep marijuana away from minors and recognize the rights of employers to have whatever standards they want in their workplace and to undercut the booming black market of marijuana and turn it into a legitimate and heavily taxed industry itself instead. So we're not having gangs and organized crime become wealthier and more powerful because we continue to think of marijuana as a criminal drug.
So you're not out there to promote your gang, because you don't sound like a typical stoner at all. You don't even look like
one. Nobody who's in this crusade and who's making the progress we're making is a stoner. We don't think marijuana is healthy. It's a drug. It can be abused, but we recognize that, like alcohol, it can be used maturely. And my co-sponsors in Washington were our city prosecuting attorney, our Republican-appointed federal state prosecutor, John McKay, Bar Association presidents, legislators, public health people who have earned their reputation protecting the right of children and the safety of children. And we just all recognize that the most dangerous thing about marijuana is the fact that it is criminal. And what we need to do is take the crime out of the equation. You know, Robert, a lot of people think if you legalize marijuana, there's a whole reservoir of good people that would just love to ruin their lives smoking pot if only it was legal. And I firmly believe that use will not go up after we legalize. There'll be a little spike in usage because it'll be exciting. But then it'll simmer down, and I believe anybody who wants to smoke pot already does. And if they're adults, they should be doing it without breaking a crime or breaking
the law. Of course, and we're more focused on the medicinal value through eating it and juicing it and utilizing the different cannabinoids within it for healing of many issues, including children's issues. And we agree from an adult libertarian perspective that it's none of our business as long as they're not harming anybody else if they want to utilize it that way.
Right.
But, you know, it is interesting that 23 states now have some form of legalized marijuana or medical marijuana, yet interesting as well that the federal government, under at this point a Democratic administration, has not backed down on the Schedule I status of the drug or plant, depending on your perspective, yet the tanks and the planes have not rolled in to bomb Colorado or Washington or anything like that. It shows that the power of the states and the people, even under the Constitution, which a lot of folks will say was not really in effect anymore, the 10th Amendment works. The idea that if the powers were not enumerated to the feds to ban a plant, that the states could just nullify it.
Well, the federal government understands that states are incubators of change, and if they have a federal law that needs to be reconsidered, it's difficult for the federal government to say, that law wasn't so smart, we're going to change it. What happens is individual states experiment with something they think is more pragmatic or more common sense, and if it works out, more states join them, and eventually the federal government gets on board. That's the way it was with taking down the prohibition against alcohol back in the 1930s. And that's the way it is today with marijuana. I mean, it's incremental. Back in the 1930s, the federal government didn't say, I guess the law is causing more pain and sorrow than the alcohol itself. It was New York that legalized the consumption of beer. And then other states were comfortable with that. And then they went to hard liquor, and eventually they allowed brewing beer at home, you know, if you like to. It's just the society gets comfortable with it. And the same thing's happening with marijuana. You know, every track record shows when you lighten up on the laws, whether it's decriminalize it or legalize it or medical marijuana or whatever, crime does not go up, DUIs don't go up, teen use does not go up, and in the case of Washington and revenue, crime has gone down and revenue has gone up. My governor, Jay Inslee, is a friend of mine here in Washington State, and he didn't know much about marijuana until the day he got elected when he realized his state was, along with Colorado, the first state to legalize marijuana. And all of a sudden, Jay had to figure this out. I just had lunch with him last week, and he's so thankful that in our state, we've arrested 5,000 fewer people in the last year than we would have otherwise because we decided to stop locking up pot smokers. And Jay gets tens of millions of dollars of extra revenue to earmark for drug treatment programs and education and this kind of stuff. So all around, it's just very productive, and the sky's not going to fall. Use is not going to go up, and I just think it's a common sense thing for the United States to do if we can explain to people the very basics of this issue.
Right. We're talking with Rick Steves, and we've got him linked up in the show notes. His picture's there at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. A great guy. He's got guidebooks, travel books, and everything, and very passionate about this subject, and we share that passion. And in Oregon, where this is going on, there's also a coinciding Amendment 2 effort in Florida, of all places. And it's weird. We've got this guy, Sheldon Adelman, in I believe that's his name, in Nevada, throwing hundreds of thousands, if not over $1 million, against the efforts of the Floridian people to say, hey, this is ridiculous. 90% on some surveys show that they're in favor of some form of at least minimal decriminalization to full-on legalization. And I try to find the conflicts of interest in people who oppose this because, as you said, the people who are really harmed are the poorest and least among us.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, every year our country locks our arrests or cites 800,000 people on marijuana charges, and they're not rich white guys. They're poor people and people of color. And I just think that's one glaring problem with the laws as they are today. I just think that gradually, state by state, we're going to realize that there's a pragmatic harm reduction approach to things rather than a moralizing and a incarceration approach to things that is going to work better for our society. And, what we've learned in Washington State is, people want to look out for the well-being of children, of course. Well, the most dangerous thing about marijuana from a family and a young people's point of view is the fact that it's criminal. That's why the Children's Alliance in Washington State, that's an umbrella organization representing the 100 groups in our state that look out, whose mission is to look out for the well-being of children, they endorsed I-502 because they think it's smart to legalize, tax, and regulate this soft drug rather than to lock people up for it. The NAACP endorsed it because they know that even more damaging to the black community than the drug use is the laws that go with it, because it's just a clever way to disenfranchise black men. So the more you study this this interesting issue, the more interesting it gets, and the more you realize that the Europeans have a better take on it than we do. You know, of course, I spend a third of my adult life, 4 months a year for the last 30 years in Europe, living out of a 9x22x14-inch carry-on the airplane-sized suitcase, working on my guidebooks and my tours and my TV shows and so on, because I'm a travel writer. Yes. And because of that, I've hung around for a long time with people who see things differently when it comes to drug policy reform. And I've learned a lot from them, and I can inject this sort of European sensibility into the discussion here in the United States, and I find that it's well received. And we were just going all over Oregon State this last week, and it looks like we've got a very good chance to legalize and tax and regulate marijuana in this upcoming election in Oregon. And then Oregon will join Washington and Colorado as we bring down our government's war on marijuana.
Beautiful. Vote yes on 91.com is a good website to check out on what's going on in Oregon. There's also a corresponding site we'll get for Amendment 2 in Florida and other states as they come on board here. Appreciate your perspective very much. And as you said, you've traveled around the world, not just here in the U.S., and now we've got two experiments, if you will, in Colorado and Washington. So far, the word out of Colorado is that there are many aspects of crime are down. Even they say drunk driving has dropped as well.
Yeah, DUIs are down, crime's down, revenue's up. The Brookings Institute, certainly no pushover, analyzed Colorado's situation 2 years after they passed this law, and they've decided that it's working all in all very well. It's groundbreaking stuff here. Nobody's ever tried to do this before, but we're actually legalizing and regulating this industry, which is a huge industry. Illegal marijuana has rivaled apples as the leading cash crop in Washington State, and all that money is just going to enrich gangs and organized crime. And what we're doing now is we're turning it into a legitimate taxed industry, and we can regulate this, and it's a huge thing for our state to be able to refocus its precious law enforcement resources and to still establish that, you know, we're taking care of kids, we're defending the rights of employers to have whatever standards they want in their workplace. We're taking care of safety on the road. DUIs are not going up. And we're educating people about the dangers of hard drugs. and letting adults who want to responsibly use marijuana as a civil liberty. And it's just fun to frame this. You can frame this in any number of ways, and it just makes so much sense for states to one by one recognize that this is the new smart way to deal with drug problems. I mean, you don't need to be hard on drugs or soft on drugs. Now we can be smart about drugs, and that's what
we're doing. Be smart about it, exactly. And also, I was just in Washington State, and there was nowhere on my travels all the way up through all the channels there that I got even one contact high because it's legal there. It just,
it's a non-issue. That's the funny thing. When you take the crime out of it, it's just all of a sudden, what was the big deal anyways? One of our co-sponsors, Pete Holmes, who's our elected city prosecuting attorney in Seattle, he was the co-sponsor of this legalized tax and regulate marijuana bill 2 years ago. When he was running for city prosecutor, he said, at the same time, we were having to build a prison, a new prison for $200 million. And Pete said, if you vote for me, I will stop arresting pot smokers, and we won't need to build that prison for $200 million. Seattle saw the wisdom of that. We voted for Pete. We stopped arresting pot smokers, and we didn't need to spend $200 million building a prison.
Right.
So
and Rick,
makes a lot of sense.
To your credit, you were concerned about homelessness in your own community. You purchased the 24-unit apartment complex to house homeless mothers and their children, administered by the YWCA. God bless you, sir. You're doing great work, and I appreciate it. And we can have you on for a travel segment outside of this realm, but I'm glad you're out there doing the right thing here.
All right. Well, hey, happy travels, even if you're just staying home.
All right. Thanks. That's Rick Steves. We got him linked up in the show notes. Check him out. A nice guy. Vote yes on 91.com in Florida. Look for unitedforcare.org, unitedforcare.org. Back after this with a fungal infection cure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Just in case you stumble onto us by accident, this is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Make sure it's safe to move about the healing cabin. It is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. All of our links are up, and we've got lots more to do. Dr. Bitar is scheduled to join us for some advanced medicine. But before we get there, we do have a question of the day coming in, and we are getting to that right now. One of my favorite topics, I don't get to talk about all that often, is it fungal infections or orange TKO? Which one of those are my favorite topics? I think actually it's orange TKO.
One leads to the other.
Right. Hello, Robert. How do you use orange TKO to get rid of skin parasites? Do you dilute it? If yes, how much TKO to how much water? Thank you, Anne. And this is a matter of experience and experimentation to some degree. Now, TKO is orange TKO. This is dilimine, the distillate from the orange peel. This is certified for organic agriculture, OMRI certified, just so you know. You can spray it around the house. It'll smell like oranges. It'll get rid of ants and roaches. That's rants. ants and roaches are rants. It get rid of rants. And sometimes Super Don wants to spray me down, so I won't rant. But I like orange TKO too much. It's okay. Yeah. So orange TKO, straight up, you can degrease an engine. You can take Sharpie ink off of things where it's supposedly permanent. When you put the delimiting on it, it melts it away without damaging other things.
Great kitchen cleaner, for sure.
Yeah, kitchen cleaner. Use it in the toilet, whatever you got to clean. Christopher Barr, a good friend, he uses it in his laundry. He just pours a cup full or so in his laundry.
That stuff smells great. You want to know another trick? If you have a garbage disposal, and those things have a tendency to get stinky because everything you run through them, run a little bit of hot water, put a squirt of that in there, run the garbage disposal so it foams it up, takes care of the smell.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. So we got lots of good things, but she's asking about parasites. Now, this is, like I said, it's a caustic substance to some degree in full strength. You don't typically want to use it on the skin in full strength, so diluting it with water, depending on your sensitivity. That's why I say it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. But when we're using it for cleaning agents, mild cleaning agents, you know, you could put a cap full in a 8, 16, 32-ounce spray bottle. You know, it's very dilute, but it's enough for most things. Whereas if you have some concentrated scenarios with parasites, you want to kick their tushies, you can get closer to a 1-to-1 kind of ratio, which is pretty strong, but it's not typically going to hurt you. And if it does sting your skin where you place it, all you have to do is add immediately more water and dilute it even more, and it'll rub right off. If you want to be real bold and challenging, then you put a little bit of that stuff on with clean water, of course, and DMSO. It'll drive it right into the skin parasite.
and it's not going to like it. In fact, and by the way, Orange TKO, go to orangetko.net, .net, not .com, orangetko.net, and say hi to Bill Tufts from us. Hopefully we'll get to see him when we're out in Las Vegas for the ACAM conference coming up
in
November.
Been a little while since we've seen him.
Yeah, and remember, South Florida also, we're going to be down to see you the next week after. It's like the 14th, 15th, 16th, something like that, we'll be in Vegas. The following weekend, we'll be in South Florida with our friends from Stockton LO1 and Paul Barrettiero doing the Roberts Water, the Echo Water as well. So we got some events coming up, and we'll let you know about others as we learn about them as well. So the orangetko.net. Now, using the orangetko in this next story, I think, would have been good, because there's nothing that would really particularly... It, what's in your nose? Is that a booger, or is that something alive squirming around up there? Super Man. Don, why? Why did you have to point this story out to me? We did the 3-inch cricket last week in the ear. Do we really
look,
need to go
that? Here? That's why. I'm trying to figure out what is going on in this world now. Now, last week we covered a story about a guy that had an itch on his ear.
Right.
And it was for some extended period of time, and he goes,
3-inch cricket. Jiminy Cricket came out.
A 3-inch cricket in his ear. So then I come across this story today. Here's a woman, all right?
She,
a Scottish woman, gets into a motorcycle accident. And after the accident, she's in Vietnam. So she looks in the mirror, and she sees something sticking out of her nose. She thinks it's a dried blood from this accident she was on.
Okay.
Well, come to find out that she has had a 3-inch leech in her nose for a month.
Oh, my gosh.
A 3-inch leech?
I'm sure it didn't start out 3 inches.
How do you have a 3-inch leech in your nose and have no idea for an entire month?
I don't know. People are funny. People are definitely funny.
So listen, she jumps out of the shower. She looks in the mirror, and she goes, oh, I suddenly notice he had ridges on him. And I'm thinking, wait, you've already figured out this is a boy leech? Which I guess makes sense.
She named it Mr. Curly.
She named it Mr. Curly. She even named the leech.
You know what? Obviously, salt, you pour salt on a leech, it doesn't like it, it dries out. Maybe saline would work. Certainly, a dilute form of Dilimidine, the orange TKO, would knock it out. But they had a doctor pull it out with a syringe, I think. It wasn't a vacuum cleaner. No, not a syringe. Tweezers pulled it out. She's okay. She's okay. And the leech says, when you wish upon a leech. Well, we'll be back next hour with Dr. Rasha Bhattar, Advanced Medicine Monday. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. Get that out of your nose.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.